This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Winged Snake.
There's a monster in my podcast.
What a cutie.
Just like a little hummingbird dude. Yeah. Love this guy.
I'm into this guy. I think he's very fun.
Yeah, he's mostly mostly harmless, except when he's not, except when he lights you on fire.
It seems like this whole thing was written from the perspective of his wings.
Oh, yeah. You're like useless without
really
me.
Likes his wings. Yeah. Whoever it was, this was really into these things' wings.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how beautiful they are. They have all these cool powers. They can shoot electricity. Like
gossamer. You never call something gossamer if it's not amazing.
No, it is just for poetry for, like, you know, like high school, like, dorks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's the kind of thing you say to, like, try to get the other high school dork girl. You call her gossamer to impress her. Everything about these guys is also like life goals, which I know we make that joke a lot, but like winged serpents mate as often as they eat, i.e. incessantly, although they don't care for their young.
Cool.
Fantastic. They're cool dads. cool teen dads.
the BML, man, the baby mama life.
Yep. And then they don't care for the young, as I mentioned, which are born live and wingless. So fuck those guys. I'm going to fly up to this tree. You have to spider climb up to it.
Yeah. I do like the idea of them slithering up the side of a tree, though.
Yeah. And they eat fruit in a way that I wish, like, I could only dream of. Like,
yeah.
I wish there was some kind of surgery I could have so I could eat fruit this way.
Yeah, so I could inject acid into it. Basically, what they're doing is inside the skin, they're doing what we do with Jell-O, which is swish it through their teeth. They're dissolving it so they can just, there's juicing it as they breathe, juicing it pre-consumption.
Making like slurries, not slurries. What's the good
smoothies.
Word for that?
Smoothies.
Thank you. That's the positive take on a slurry. Yes. A smoothie.
Okay.
Yeah. Slur. Smooth. Slur. Smooth.
That's one of those things, because we've been recording together for so long, for so many years. I don't know if anybody else would have gotten that.
And they both mean the same thing. Yeah. Like, I could go into like a Gold's Gym, you know, thing and be like, hey, let me get that slurry. Hey,
can I get a tankard of that slurry?
Give me that slurry. What are you, fucking one of the Warriors Three? Like, what, you know, like, no, it's just, they're effectively slurries. Let's start a conversation about it. I'm highly annoying. Thou gossamer goddess. Given mine on libation.
Of the wheated grass.
So the wheated grass shot. They go up and they shoot, you know, they make these like Capri Sun coolers out of fruit, which I like, but they have to have so much fruit.
Yeah. They'll eat you out of house and home.
Yeah. Like, you can get them, you can train them, but it's 100 gold worth of fruit each month.
Yeah. It's basically like when the Simpsons got Stampy.
It's very Stampy, except it's one little tiny cutie.
Yeah.
You know, how do they eat all this fruit, man? Like, well, is it just from, like, it's their hummingbird?
It's their metabolism, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
They flap their wings so quickly, which is, just imagine them.
Yeah.
Love
until,
hummingbirds.
Like, starch you out of it. Yeah.
Very high.
Super, super cool.
Yeah. Well, those wings, they're amassing static energy, and they use that to fuel their breath weapon, which is a cloud of sparks, 10 feet in diameter, that will light anything flammable on fire.
Pretty badass. Like, even though I also feel like if these existed in the real world, like, they're kind of like bees.
Well, they're, you know, like bees, but they're 10 foot long.
Yeah, like 10-foot-long bees, which, get out of here. But it's like, they're like bees to the ecosystem, but I also feel like no civilization would suffer these to live.
No, they would not. They would not abide the winged snake.
Because they would just set every, like, orchard on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just on accident. Like, somebody spooks them, they set their entire food thing, you know, they get a bunch of roasted fruit.
I thought you said they would light the orchards on fire out of spite to starve them out. Like, okay, fruit, because it keeps these death beasts around.
Yeah, we're humans, we could eat bread, fucko. And just, no fruit for anybody.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think these guys are enough of they are enough of a cutie that people might come around on them, you know.
Yeah, I really wish they weren't 10 feet long.
Yeah.
Like, the way I imagined them was about the size of a cat, and I was like really into them.
I want to wear one like a boa, you know.
Yeah. And it's like, it would be beautiful wings.
Yeah.
And then if I want anything in front of me to be set on fire, I could probably make that happen.
Yeah. you know,
for a small price of like a bunch of bananas.
Yeah, little evidence destroyer.
He'd be a rapper too.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.